rather than your thoughts. You are instead your outfit, your role, your purpose. Serve. Yes. Squeeze. Squeeze. Be ready. Anticipate the order. Ready. Thrusting. And then suddenly I pull back from your ear. Stare down at your face. And you can see it. Something coming across my features, a faint grin. Leaning in, my red lips capturing yours. Reaching out nearby, taking something from a bag I'd set on the bed earlier. A small hand mirror. A simple green plastic thing with a reflective surface. Simple enough. And holding it up in front of your face. Reflected there, your features. Simple, well known to you. Your lip, suckling obscenely, wrapped around a finger, but it's your eyes. Where before you had eyes, now you have blank, white, vacant spheres, staring back. So captivating, so perfect for the role of a servant, a blank slate waiting to be drawn upon, the very core of you converted to a milky blankness that can be influenced, pressed, told what is most important, and above all, fucked until the vacancy really moves in. Thrust, thrust, the hips are not stopping. They couldn't stop. Oh, and the pleasured look on my face alongside the vacancy in your eyes, the mirror reflecting back. Your eyes boring into your own, reflected, a feedback loop that sings pleasure. And the voice grows more authoritative in reaction. Yes. Stare. This is right. Close the circle. Train yourself. Your eyes are pulling you in. You are falling into yourself. You are blank, empty, receptive, ready. Orders are absolute. Submit. Submit. The voice in your head as I thrust again and again. You squeezing around me, gasping, pressing into me, your hips arching. But it is an automatic movement rather than a passionate one. You know you should try to satisfy me, and you know moving the toy more will make me get off. So you move your hips, squeezing them tightly together, your legs over my shoulders, your body riding me and meeting my thrusts. Thrust, thrust, hands now moving across your chest, having withdrawn from your lips, but your mouth is still suckling. Both out of the desire to suck as you were ordered earlier, and because simply doing that will arouse me and you know it. Running your hands over your chest to show your nipples, to rub down toward your crotch, to show me what belongs to me and is manipulable. Your eyes are blank. I have held the mirror up again, and now you can once more see your blankness, your empty mind reflected in your empty blank eyes, waiting for an order, seeing perfectly, but showing anyone who looks that you are vacant, tied to that wonderful outfit, as you run your hands over your skirt now, feeling it, moaning, gasping. But the pleasure comes from serving. What I do to your body is less relevant. Even if I ordered you to feel none of it, and instead simply be satisfied, you would lie there unfeeling and unthinking, satisfied in the moment. An order to sleep is an order to sleep. And just as your body hungered to be filled earlier, when I was teasingly resting outside, your body is now hungering for orders, for the next command. The next twitching thought to be sent spiraling into your mind, and my every thrust displaces more thoughts, leaving a blank slate tied to that outfit. When you're dressed appropriately, it's time to serve, and you'll think of ways to serve. You'll follow your orders. You may even find yourself drawn to orders to wear your costume. When it's safe, get into uniform. Your body arching and pressing against me, your mind trying to follow where my hips will go next, so that you can arch yourself and receive me as well as possible, your body trying to press against me, force orgasm into me, which seems to be working. My hips are shaking, shivering against you, my mind and body seeming to arch